At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hey, before we get started, I gotta give a huge shout out to my buddy Sean Gervin and his new baby! Oh, congratulations to you and your wife and family and everybody, dude!
End of the show. Good theme song, me.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I, of course, am Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. We do Nerd Talk. I got the full 90 Extra Time podcast on hiatus because the Sounders don't play for forever. And I'm ready to make some silly jokes. Let's do this. There's a lot going on today. I like this list by Stereo Gum at StereoGum.com. It's the 50 best albums of 2019 so far. Billie Eilish does not crack the top 10, which I'm surprised about because that's such a big record and people are so bananas about it. But Stereo Gum calls the number one record so far, the first half-ish of 2019, Vampire Weekend's Father of the Bride. Have you listened to it? It's very good. Then there's this big gap of like the artists that I don't really know in the top five that I've gone back and now started listening to. One of them is called Big Thief. This very mysterious UFO sounding folk music that I was quite taken by upon my first listen. Charlie Bliss, there's two of those. One of them is in another language that I don't understand. This one is from Barsook Records and is quite interesting. I don't know if I love it or like it so far. Number four on the list is Fontaine's DC. Someone was yelling at me on Twitter the other day because we play so much Billie Eilish and we should be playing this band. Listen, this is going to be a big leap if you're a fan of the band, but they remind me sort of of Bloc Party a little bit, just kind of in sound. The guy sings too much for me, I guess. Yeah, Jessica Pratt in the top 10. There's a bunch of albums that have come out that I have not listened to yet. Shame on me. Oh, boy. I was reading a post from somebody that was talking about a little bit of mental illness, and mental illness sucks. There's no sugarcoating that. I was thinking about this person was more complaining a little bit, and I thought to myself, wow, it's great that we have the free time in which we can get on the internet to complain about things. And hey, right on. I do it all the time. I'm not innocent of this. And then I started to think about, like, have we always been this way, or is it something new? And I realized that, like, there used to be a time when there would be something trying to kill you, and you wouldn't have time for all of that. You had to, like, not get eaten by some meat-hungry predator lurking. So I wonder how our problems were different. I'm sure there was still mental illness then. I just don't know if there was time to complain about other things. I'm thinking about it. I do think we should try to go full Jurassic Park and bring back dinosaurs, only with a twist. Make sure they're bulletproof, because I'm always curious. This will be controversial. I'm always curious what life would be like if we didn't have all of the guns. Like, what if you had to hunt with your hands? And when I say bulletproof, I mean like stick-proof, too. Like you had to figure out how to like wrestle something to death. Wouldn't that be crazy? Or trap it, ensnare it. Anyway, maybe we should bring back dinosaurs and make them bulletproof. Also, pterodactyl is an awesome word. Oh, there was a giant fire in Los Angeles that took away so much history, specifically music history.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
The master recordings for some of the biggest artists of the 90s and beyond went up in flames when a warehouse fire in California, collected part of the vault owned by Universal Music Group. Ooh. Somehow, this damage went unreported since the fire ravaged the property back in 2008. What? We're talking master tapes from Nirvana, Nine Inch Nails, REM, and so much more. Now, I studied history in college, and this breaks my heart because we lost the source. First editions! But also, it does mean that we have to take the recordings that we have as we have them now. Not so easy to go back and remaster and tinker with them to make a quick buck in the future. The U.S. women's national team looked lethal in France yesterday as they pulled apart the team from Thailand, winning 13-0. That's a record in any World Cup. At one point, the U.S. scored like 4 goals in 5 minutes, and I felt so badly for the Thai women. Ah. Then you remember that this is the top-level tournament for the world, and everyone is there to win. It's a game. And the U.S. showed why they're the reigning champs. And just a real quick side note from a story by Seattle Met. According to the U.S. Census Bureau's American Housing Survey, Seattle is, quote, the least air-conditioned city in the country. It's gonna get hot today. I say you find like a beer bar or a beach, somewhere with AC to stay cool.
You just got news.
That article I was talking about with the air conditioning goes on to further question whether or not it's time that we adopt it. Someone pointed out on Twitter that the more things get warm, the more we need things that make things temporarily cooler, but overall warmer. That's that kind of weird carbon cycle that's all science is trying to understand what we're going to do about it. That's crazy. All right. That U.S. women's national team, lethal. Seeing people trying to be like they needed to back off. And I mean, this is a tournament they're playing in. One of the things that determines which place you go on to could be goal differential. Now, listen, 13-0. I can't imagine a scenario where goal differential is like going to be the thing that keeps the U.S. from advancing. Like if you have a tie, you look to see who gave up the most goals versus scored them. Okay, so 13-0, that's a huge gap. Someone's going to have had like some significantly big games in this group stage. But still, I guess someone called out, like, should they be celebrating so much after they score? I don't know. I've never been to the World Cup, and the people calling it out on the internet, I don't think they have either. If you go spend your life playing something and then you get to go to the highest level and represent your country, and you score a freaking goal, I can only imagine that's pretty powerful, pretty exciting. Seeing Alex Morgan wave 4 fingers in the air after she scored her 4th goal, okay. Maybe you don't need to do that, but love her anyway, so cool. The Mariners were back at it on the road in Minnesota. Is that the name of the place?
Howdy there. This is Simone and Colin.
Did the Mariners win?
No. Mariners dropped another one, this time by giving up a bunch of runs in the 8th. That was very sad. I don't know if you've ever heard me go on about this or not, but I have this weird hang-up, we'll call it, about zoos. Like, I appreciate being able to take my kid, my space baby, there, and so he can see a giraffe, as he says, giraffe, giraffe. You can go see Dave the giraffe and see that big, gross, long, purple tongue. It's pretty incredible, I agree. It is pretty weird that we keep animals in, like, confined spaces, says the guy who has a dog and two cats. I don't know. It's just a weird thing that constantly goes through my mind when we're visiting. You see those like giant predator cats just like stomping around in the same like 40 yards over and over all day, pacing, looking miserable. Like really, that hurts me. But it's the stuff where they make the animals perform. I think that's even weirder. Luckily, we have Canada.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Canada have put their collective boot down and banned keeping whales and dolphins in captivity. It's about time. There's still a few permitted conditions like injured creature rehab or something generically called licensed scientific study, whatever that means. Meanwhile, in the U.S., we're looking to lock more of them up. Put them to work cleaning up highways. Speaking of animals in captivity, this is so sad. Two giraffes were killed via lightning strike at a Florida zoo. In retrospect, metal giraffe armor sounds cool, but was a terrible, terrible idea. And finally, let's go 3 for 3, animals in captivity. A captive polar bear ate a duck in front of a live audience at the San Diego Zoo. Mr. Quackers, as I'm calling him, was hanging out by the glass at the polar bear exhibit where Dr. Bear, also my name, swam over and did what bears do best. Algebra? No, he ate it! People watching tried to warn the bird, but in retrospect, probably shouldn't have yelled duck.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Do yourself a favor, go listen to that Vampire Weekend album, Father of the Bride, the number one album of 2019 so far by the folks at Stereo Gum, who tend to be a little bit more critical than maybe some of the fun stuff that we love listening to normally. But that Vampire Weekend album is great. Thanks for hanging out. And thanks for downloading. Tell someone about it or leave a comment or whatever. We're still kind of in the trial phase right now. So thanks a lot, though, for listening to this point.
End of the show, show. Beep, 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 boop, 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 boop.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.